Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Subhanakallahumma. Exalted and glorified be you, O Allah. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. And whatsoever is in the heavens and the earth is exalting him, for he is the exalted in might and the wise. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners. And I testify that our Sayyid, our Prophet, Sayyiduna Muhammad, is the slave of Allah and his messenger, being the leader of those who remember Allah and the exemplar of those who praise him. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon our Sayyid, our messenger Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and upon all his family and companions wheresoever they be until the last day, and whoever follows them in the way of guidance. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, slaves of Allah and myself, with the enjoining of taqwa. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O you who have believed, fear Allah and speak words of appropriate justice. أَيُّهَا الْمُسْلِمُونَ. O believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us of the esteem in which his essence is held when he says, تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ. He says, the seven heavens and the earth and whatsoever is in them exalts him. In other words, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mean by the samawat wal-ard and the samawatu sab' wal-ard? He means every single thing in creation, because collectively the heavens and earth and the seven heavens and the earth encompasses every single thing in creation. And so every single thing in creation is doing the tasbih, is doing literally subhanallah. And this phrase subhanallah, or tasbih as we say in Arabic, is a tremendous phrase. It's very difficult to translate because it means so many things simultaneously. It means the praising of Allah and glorifying him because of his tanazzuh, his complete transcendence, esteeming his magnificence and venerating him. And what this means is you're simultaneously praising him, but you're simultaneously acknowledging your inability to encompass the greatness that he has. And so it is a tremendous praise. And that's why it's from the forms of ibadah and the forms of dhikr, forms of remembrance of Allah, that is being given in turn the greatest of honor. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَلِمَتَانْ خَفِيفَتَانْ عَلَى لِسَانْ. He said there are two expressions which are very easy to say and very light upon the tongue. ثَقِيلَتَانِ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. But they are heavy on the scale on that day of judgment. حَبِيبَتَانِ إِلَى الرَّحْمَانِ. And they are most dear to Ar-Rahman, most dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what are these phrases? سُبْحَانَ wa bihamdih, saying, Subhanallah, how glorified is Allah, and to him is all praise. Subhanallah al-Azim, and how glorified Allah is, and how azim, how majestic and magnificent he is. So in both of these phrases we see the recurrence of the word Subhanallah. For indeed Subhanallah, this, as we said, this simultaneous glorification of the utmost majesty, recognizing his perfection while also knowing your inability to ever fully do justice to who he is. This phrase Subhanallah is from the most beloved of things that are to be said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another hadith said, Inna ahabbal kalami ila Allah an yaqul al-abd. He said, truly the most beloved words to Allah is that the servant or the slave say, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Oh, glorified, how glorified and exalted is Allah, and to Him is all praise. Wa tabaraka ismuk, and blessed is your name. Wa ta'ala jadduk, and how exalted is your majesty. Wa la ilaha ghayruk, and nothing is worthy of worship besides you. So in this, once again, we see the phrase Subhanakallah, right? And Subhanak Allahumma in this particular case, this is a sign of not just now when we say Subhana, when we say Subhanallah, we've now glorified Him, but to bring this Allahumma into this. And Allahumma is an intimate munaja. It's saying, Oh Allah, Oh Allah. And that's why in many of the time in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's dua, you'll see Allahumma, Allahumma, Allahumma. And this is bringing this munaja, what we call munaja, is this intimate discourse that Allah's not far. Allah's not far. فَإِنَّهُ قَرِيب. He's always close. And He answers the da'i, the muttar ida da'a, the one who's in a state of desperation, and the one who's calling Him, knowing He's not far. And so from that comes this intimate munaja, Allahumma. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying to us that we should use these phrases, because this is the way of the universe, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِن لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. And indeed, there is not a thing in this world except that it's already making tasbih of Allah. But you are not comprehensive, or you are not cognizant of that tasbih. Why? Because if your hearts were open, you would be. But many of us, we're not, because we're caught up in our own little world. And we miss track, and we misunderstand, and we're not aware of what is reality itself, which is that everything is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This entire universe is His creation. And from that creation is the malaika, amongst the greatest of this creation, whose only job from constantly is to make tasbih. And that's why one of the great things that they say of accepting of Him, they say, Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. They say, how exalted are You? We have no knowledge except what You have taught us, and You are of those who are the most knowing and the most wise. And so in this idea we see that this is the nature of those who are guided. The nature of those who are guided is فَبِهُدَاهِمْ مُقْتَدِهِ. Through their guidance, through their huda, you take your iqtida, you take your guidance through them. And so who were these people? The greatest of those are the messengers. And that's when we find the sunnah of the messengers is what? Is to call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by what? This tasbih. And so we find Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, as mentioned to us in the Quran, as the words he's saying, he says, Subhanaka tubtu ilayk wa ana awwalul mu'mineen. He says, Subhanaka, exalted are You, I've repented to You, and I'm the first of the believers. Likewise, we find Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam saying, Subhanaka ma yakunu li an aqula ma laysa li bihaqqa. He says, Subhanaka, exalted are You, it's not for me to say that which I have no right. And they're both saying in different contexts, but they're all preceding their statements by saying Subhanaka. And likewise, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as narrated, Subhanaka wa bihamdik astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. O Allah, how exalted are You, praise be to You, I seek Your forgiveness and I turn repentance to You. And all of these anbiya and all of these malaika and all of those who are the siddiqeen and the awliya are answering to what? And we should also answer to this call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is saying, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Make tasbih, make glorification of your Lord. وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. And make istighfar of Him, because He's the one who's constantly turning back to those who make istighfar of Him. And so from this we should be of those who make tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be of those who recognize the tremendous worth of sing Subhanallah. Let us not forget, brothers and sisters, that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala has made this a command of us. For Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira." O you who believe, remember Allah with much remembrance. And the ulama say, when Allah says dhikran kathira, it's intended to be a dhikr ala da'im, to try and make as much as possible, biqadr istita'at, to make a dhikr constantly of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala follows this ayah by saying, وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا, and make tasbih of him in the morning and in the evening and in the afternoon. And other ulama say morning and evening. And what this encompasses is what? Jamia awqatikum. Right? In all of your times, make tasbih of him. Make tasbih of him with your lisan, and make tasbih of him with your hal. Right? Lisanul hal. Make your tasbih of him through your states. Right? And what is that? One of those things of making tasbih is tafakkur. Because when the way of the believer is that when he looks upon the creation, he takes ibra from it. He has nazar, he has a contemplative look on creation. And it's as if he's saying, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ. Oh Allah, you didn't create this aimlessly. سُبْحَانَكَ. How exalted are you? So he's making tasbih in his nazar. He's making tasbih in his fikr, he's making tasbih in his ta'ammul, in his contemplation. And there are those who make tasbih through what? Through their hearts, always, constantly, by constantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we, just as we've asked to make tasbih in our hearts, we're asked to make tasbih in our jawarih, in our limbs. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمٍ قَبْلِهِ إِذَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ يَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْقَانِ سُجَّدًا. Indeed, those who are given knowledge beforehand, when it is recited unto them, they fall down in their faces in humble prostration. وَيَقُولُونَ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا إِنْ كَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّنَا لَمَفْعُولًا. And they say immensely, how subhan Allah, how immensely exalted is our Lord. Truly the promise of our Lord shall be fulfilled. And so this adoration, this recognition, this is the way of the believer. And that's why we've been asked, brothers and sisters, to put this tasbih in our greatest aspects of ibadah. So for example, we find that in the greatest aspect of ibadah, the greatest formal rite or ritual we can do, which is the salah, which is your sila to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in both the sajda and the ruku', we're making tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make much tasbih in his ruku' and his sujood. And one of the patterns of this is he used to say, Subhanakallahumma rabbana wa bihamdik Allahumma ghfirli. He used to say, Subhanaka, O Allah, glorified are you, you are our Lord, and to you is all praise. O Allah, Allahumma, again that beautiful phrase, O Allah, forgive me. Right? And similarly, one of the things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said is after the salah, he used to do tasbih of his Lord. In fact, in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Afala should I not teach you, u'allimukum, right? Shay'an tudrikuna bihi man sabaqakum. Should I not teach you with something through which you will attain unto that of those who preceded you? Wa tasbiquna bihi man ba'dakum. And you will get ahead of those who come after you. وَلَا يَكُونُ أَحَدٌ أَفْضَلُ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا مَنْ صَنَعَ مِثْلَ مَا صَنَعْتُمْ. And none will be better than you than except those who do the likes of what you do. And they said, of course, Ya Rasulullah, tell us, what is this thing that you could do? And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, تُسَبِّحُونَ وَتُكَبِّرُونَ وَتَحْمَدُونَ دُبْرَ كُلِّ سَلَاتٍ ثَلَاثَ وَثَلَاثِينَ مَرَّةٍ. He said, make tasbih of Allah, make takbir of Allah, make tahmid of Allah. So say Subhanallah, say Allahu Akbar, and say Alhamdulillah 33 times after every single prayer. And so this is from the great sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the great advice he's given us. And then we also see from the tasbih, we see what? This being the way of the awliya at the time they're making tawbah. One of the greatest stories of tawbah is the story of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to as the Noon. And what was the beautiful thing that he had? He said that when he was cast aside, when he was in a state of tribulation, and when he was swallowed up by the darkness of the belly of the whale, in the darkness of that sea, in the darkness of that night, what did he say? La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. He said, there is la ilaha illa anta, there's nothing worthy of worship except you. Subhanaka, we see that word coming again. Subhanaka, how exalted are you? Inni kuntu min al-zalimin, I am from those who are the wrongdoers. So he turned the transcendence and the greatness over to Allah, and he made the i'tiraf and the recognition of his own ubudiyah, his own bashariyah, his own aspect of falling short. And this beautiful way is what the ulama say we should say when we're falling short, when we feel we're followed and covered by the darknesses of our deeds, the darknesses of our egos, the darknesses of our failed plots and plans, the darknesses of our humanity that has been cast and showed in front of us, which we need to make tawbah from, then this is one of the greatest ways you can make tawbah, is you first say La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the Sahaba, Ala ukhbirukum bi shay'in idha nazala bi rajulin minkum kerbun aw bala'un min balaya dunya da'a bihi yufarriju anhu. He said, should I not inform you about something, that if one of you is afflicted by any calamity or distress from this world, and he makes dua with this, then they find that he will find that that distress or calamity is removed from him. قالوا بلى. They said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Dua dhinnuni, the dua of dhunnun, the dua of Sayyidina Yunus, which we just said, which is what? La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us to be, have the ability to be of those who really take understanding of this meaning of subhanallah, subhanakallahumma. Oh, to him is all praise, and to him is what he deserves. And that's why we'll end with this. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that any gathering, that a person is in any gathering and he wishes to make the khitam, the seal of that, a khitam as if it's misk, right, as if it's a way of beauty and a seal, and then it, and even if it's a frivolous gathering or an empty gathering, but he wants to seek forgiveness and kafarat and an atonement for that, then he should say Subhanallah wa bihamdih, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Glorified be you to Allah, glorified be you, O Allah, and to you is all praise. I testify there's nothing worthy of worship except Allah, and I seek your forgiveness and turn to you in tawbah. And this is another beauty way, and another narration. It said, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا كَانَ فِي ذَلِكَ الْمَجْلِسِ. Every single thing that's said in that majlis will be forgiven for that person if there was something wrong done. And so we end our majlis, our gathering of this khutbah, with this great and powerful dua of the Prophet, سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِكَ وَبِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ. I say this, and I seek forgiveness for me and for you. So seek forgiveness, for he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This week's khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.